Reishu Chelek Aleph Reish Tzadi Gimel. This is the third chapter. Kol Hoiram Kuloi Ronivra Le Tzavoyis Lazer. That was the third answer in the Gemara regarding a person who's Yerei Shamayim. The entire world was created to accompany him, to associate with him. Bazeher Einu Ponim Lichnisasa Tamid Chacham Lesoch Pnimiyus HaChayim. We discussed it previously, but it's related to the concept of living a deeper life beyond the surface. He sees things, again, not as the surface appears to be, but as they really are. To the point where things that are concealed become revealed to him, and often without much effort. With that introduction, and again, it was discussed in the previous chapter or two, we can understand more fully the statement of Chazal, Shabbal il moid ma'aseh merkava, a Talmid who's a candidate to learn ma'aseh merkava. So the Mishnah says that Megalin rashei prakim v'umevi midatoi. All the teacher does is reveal to him chapter headings. That's all. A little bit here and there, just signposts, so to speak. And he must understand it by himself. Hasiman shu ra'oi la'asoik bidvarim niskavim edu. The very indication that he is fit and worthy to be involved in such exalted matters, such as Ma'aseh Merkava, she'ein min hatzoch lasbir amlo b'fotot. The very indication is that it's not necessary to explain to him in great detail. Ki mabatoi pnimi, he sees through, he sees to the depth. Uch'ach meramzim l'rashi prakim, when the teacher provides him with mere signposts, with chapter headings, u'mivin es'einan le'ishro, he can understand the matter very well. Along these lines, the ultimate kelm, ki ein la amoyd al havanas perushi haramban la Torah al derech hanes. One should not toil to understand the explanations of the Ramban when he prefaces them with the phrase al derech hames, meaning al pi kabbalah. One should not toil. Ki mi shelo higi la dagas pnimiyus, a person who hasn't reached that level that we are speaking about, lo toilo yigi asoi, his toil will not suffice, it won't be effective. Umi shezachal pnimiyus, and somebody who has reached that level, hadvarim is given by Torah, it will be revealed to him without having to toil. With that in mind, kana makom la'amud al yachasenu l'chokhmas ha'kabbalah shebidei chachmei Yisrael. A short passage over here, which is very pertinent b'yameinu. We're going to briefly ascertain the approach of Bnei Torah to Kabbalah. Again, this is much more relevant now than when the author wrote these words 40 odd years ago. We're going to quote the Ramchal over here. He's talking about astronomical matters, orbits. It has an inner dimension and an outer dimension. Mostly what Chazal speak about when they discuss these issues is the pnimius of it. It's talking about the knowledge of Torah that encompasses and the wisdoms, achakoil besoid hapnimius veloi besoid hachitzinius she'ena sheyeches eleh. And this is important because if one isn't aware of this, one, and this obviously happens all the time, people think then that the statement of Chazal is meant merely on the chitzinius level, and then it often doesn't quite fit in with what we know, and that raises questions and objections. The Ramchal continues, in Torah, the chitzonius applies to practical avodah, the mitzvot, which of course have to be done physically. This is again extremely important. The wisdom which is the realm of other intellectuals, not Chazal, those who deal with other forms of wisdom, that's dealing with the chitzonius that the Torah doesn't really deal with. The author now explains all of this. The Ramchal uses the term chitzonius here is in describing the function of nature and how people act, physical actions like mitzvahs. Pnimius is a term that the Ramchal uses to describe the spiritual roots of phenomena and the way things really work. Those are the code words over here. He again explains the Ramchal, the Torah describes and deals with avoda, meaning mitzvois, in the realm of chitzonius, because the entire completion of man is perfection, the perfection of the world depends on actions, on actual physical performance of mitzvois. In its inner dimension, it encompasses other chokhmos as well. Now, ha-chokhma ha-penimis shehi ha-kabbalah, hina chelek nechabad me-atira. That inner wisdom, which we call Kabbalah, is a significant portion of Torah. Mi shemile'es krisoi b'shas ufoiskim. This is the prerequisite. A person, this is a term from Chazal, yeah, he's filled his stomach with shas ufoiskim. V'yesh bo yir'as shamayim she'alimois ahivocha. He has yir'as shamayim to this point. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that describes this particular level. Yeida v'yavin ki chokhmas emes tirahi. Then he understands by himself that this part of the Torah is Torah v'gam oyisal tzerich limod, and that he needs to learn it too. But there's a prerequisite being stated over here implicitly. Milei eskesoy b'shas ufoiskim. This is the general approach of the Torah world, notwithstanding anything else that one might come across. V'yitachen ki gam ish adayin lo yigel edei b'yash shas. It is possible, he says, that even somebody who is not completely familiar with Shas, but he is eager to ascertain the foundations of existence, he may also analyze, if he wishes to analyze some sugya that has to do with fundamentals of Torah. Mekubal mipi agra, this is an idea that the author mentions a number of times in Alei Shur. We have a Kabbalah from the Gaon, ki kol yesodes haKabbalah mevorim ba'agadata shebagmaro v'midrashim. That all the fundamental ideas of Kabbalah are in fact hinted to in the Agadata. Ha-meivin yodea, ki ein aroich l'umkam shemamoy chazal ba'agadata. Those who understand know that the depth of the statements of Chazal in Agadata is immeasurable, uflimiyus yetzira mizgala bohem. Fortune is a person who enters the wonderful world of Agadata. Ulam, however, loy belimud al derech harifus ufilpul niknim derim elim. Agadata is not acquired using the same tools as Shema Yisrael. This is something that the author goes into in great detail at the beginning of the second volume. It's different tools, and he bases himself on the Maharal over there. They have different methodologies. So a person who's a lamdan and would approach Agadata with these tools of Charifus and Pilpul is not going to succeed. The entry into Agadata is Yiras Shamayim to such an extent, which is what we spoke about above, that he functions mostly in the deeper recesses, in the deeper dimensions of things. It's through his das and through his life experience that he can then understand Agadata. Finally, Roiv Ruban Shel Geonei HaTorah Gedolei HaTorah. The vast majority of Gedolei HaTorah Ad Hayom, to this very day, Asku B'Chokhmas Emes. They had some involvement, either less or more, in Kabbalah. V'nitan L'Sha'er, it's plausible to assume, Ki Leveru Yesodei HaTorah Al Pi HaChokhmah Pnimis, that the clarification of fundamental ideas in Torah according to Kabbalah, Haya Chelek Nichbad Li'Tzuv Dakam Li'Bud Gamal, that had a significant effect, an influence on molding their approach to learning Shema Yisrael. And furthermore, it's obvious that the paths of Musar and Chassidus are founded on paths of learning Kabbalah. Then, the Ramchal made a further statement in that paragraph we quoted above. That wisdom of other people, meaning not Chazal, not Talmidei Chachamim, she'ena ela chelek ha-chitzonius, which is chitzonius, she'lo nechlal b'Torah, which is not dealt with in the Torah. And this is extremely important. Hare ein lanu levatel chokhma zoi, certainly we don't negate it. We don't write it off. We don't disparage it. Ki kamo, we said recently in one of the previous chapters, ki ein lanu levatel kol davar nechmad b'olam. We said that Talmid Chacham never negates anything in the world. It all has value. Everything has something to contribute to Hashem's plan. The Talmid Chacham has the task of differentiating what's good and worthy and valuable, and that which is the opposite of that in those chochmos. V'divrei Chazal ba'u milel, Chazal are quite unequivocal. Chochma be'edoim ta'amin. There is chochma in the goyim. Ach me'idoch yizirator. It's just that on the other hand, side by side with the recognition that there is wisdom among the goyim, the Torah warns as follows: Ufein tisa inecha hashamayma, lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, ve'ro'is es ha'shemesh ve'serech ve'sekochavim, and you see all the heavenly bodies, ve'chotzer ha'shamayim, ve'nidachta v'ishtachavis elohim. You might stray then, ve'avadetam, and even it can go as far as a certain form of worship, asher chilek Hashem elokecha isam lechol ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim. Hashem distributed these bodies to the other nations. Now Rashi says, asher chilek le'elohu yisi, allowed these bodies to become gods to the nations, meaning he didn't withhold, didn't prevent the nations from straying and erring by them. He allows them to literally to slip in these concepts. Okay? Safek, says the author, no doubt, these, what Rashi speaks about here, those are without doubt, says the author, the various assumptions that are brought to the table in these forms of knowledge. I'm talking about sciences, the various assumptions, the various preconceived notions that are brought to the table, that have very much the potential to then completely take a person out of this world. In the very same realm of Chochma Be'edoyim, where there's real wisdom. Ushneim emes, both of these concepts are true simultaneously. Vaday hamada meduyak chokhmai. Without doubt, the exact sciences, there's a chokhma there. There's no question about it, whether it's chemistry or genetics or solid state physics, whatever it is, there's enormous wisdom there. Meidach, on the other hand, harei b'merkaz chayim shel umos olam omed ha'olam v'lo habore, as we said a number of times already. Their focus, their center of gravity, is the world and not the creator in general. We're not talking about individuals, there could be exceptions, but in general, the Umayyad Salam have the world at their focus, not the creator. The foundation of the wisdom is Olam Hazeh, Asher Lefanenu, ve'lo ha'briyah she'yetzeh meretzono ha'bilti mugbal ve'bilti tachliti shel Ein Sof Baruch Hu. They don't see it as a briyah that emerged from the unlimited, infinite will of the creator. They don't see it as that, they see it as a physical entity. When the foundation is the world, necessarily, this is inescapable, that many of the assumptions will be false. And many conclusions will be false. In general, again, there are a few exceptions, but in general, their objective is not to reveal the wisdom of the Creator, not at all. Their objective is to utilize the world, to exploit its treasures and possibilities, to all these things. That's what Chazal described by using the very wisdom that they have, which, as we said, is the real wisdom, but it takes them out of the world. It completely throws them off the real purpose. It pushes them even further to that thick partition that hides the Creator instead of revealing Him. One sees this very, very clearly in modern science. These are processes that are happening all the time. Therefore, indeed it is a wisdom of al sakana, but with an inherent and innate danger. Both from its foundations and its conclusions, only one who relates to it with constant and alert criticism, with a very wary attitude, can save himself from that perspective, that oilam-based perspective, and everything that has to do with it. That's the one point. Not only that, the whole involvement in these forms of wisdom, the whole what it takes to be involved in it, it naturally draws one towards, again, the oilam. ki zekol inyana, because its purpose is this. This is its nature. Lis bases ulis gadel boilam. Again, to utilize the world, to grow in the world, to develop it, to exploit its resources. Velanois mimino kol mashifra, to benefit from it as much as possible. So one who is involved in it, mimele, gets drawn into these things. Hen ha'adam ha'prati ha'isekba, both the individual is involved in these chokhmas. Vehen etzem ha'chokhma, and the actual discipline, shafim leze, are driven in that direction. V'ine derech hayav shel ha'tamid chacham yafucha, we said the path of the Talmid Chacham is the opposite of this, not focus on the world, but focus on the Creator, on the Boreh. Lachen nizhar Talmid Chacham, therefore the basic approach of the Talmid Chacham is to be wary. Leval yischaleik b'divrei hevlehem, quoting that Rashi above, not to allow himself to slip in these words, el toich tfisas emboilam, to their conception of the world, shimisod mechitza, which is really the partition, the separation from Kadosh Baruch Hu, where one no longer sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost impossible. Ve'yikach mechochmasam, you should take from those forms of science, ach v'rak mash'ezelo legalei simanei chochmasos baruch boilam, only that which helps the Talmid Chacham to discover Hashem's wisdom in the world, leharbois emunah v'ra, in order to increase emunah v'ra. Now, at this point, the author puts in what is probably the most important footnote in the entire Alei Shor. So let's look at it briefly. Min ha'echach levarer kan inyan sherabim mislabtim bo. He says it's imperative over here to clarify something that many struggle with. Hu mekomo shel limud madaim, meaning the concept of learning science. And science here in a broad sense, learning various things like that within the Torah world is talking about. We don't have the ability over here to encompass the entire subject. We're only going to establish the fundamental ideas with tremendous brevity. Aleph, from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, Hatzura ha'amitis shel Klal Yisrael, the real tzura, the real form, for lack of a better word, of Klal Yisrael, Am Hashem, is preserved specifically when there's a pure Torah education without any mixture. Those places of Torah, where the involvement is in Torah alone, those are the places that are specific for the Shekhinah to dwell among the Jewish people. And therefore, these places are the role models for Klal Yisrael. This is the ideal, if you wish, when he calls it Atzura Amitis. The ideal of Klal Yisrael is involvement in Torah without any other distractions. And therefore, these are the role models for the rest of Klal Yisrael. If it were so, Chasmil Hazkir, if it were so that Lo Haya Nish'af Makom Echad Boilam, that there would not remain a single institution in the world, a single place, a Mukdash Arva Glez Ektera, which is devoted purely for Torah. Not only would the Torah be then forgotten, it would be the loss of the, again, the Tzura, the ideal of Klal Yisrael. We would lose that. It would be a greater destruction than any other destruction in our history. Base. Kol ma'amin b'Torah min ha'shamayim. Any person who professes to believe in Torah min ha-shamayim, that it really comes from Shamayim. Chayav ladas ul ha-amin, is obligated to know, ki Torah levad rav kocha le-amid es adam ha-gadol v'mushlam ben am Hashem, ben im Hashem, ben im anashim. That Torah by itself can develop a person who would be considered great even among people who have other forms of education. Ba'al tivuna rechava, a person with a wide understanding, ufikhus, and a cleverness, ben b'mile de shemayim, ben b'mile de alma, both in matters of shemayim and also in mile de alma, that is able to converse and to advise in matters like business or whatever it is in politics. I think the epitome of this is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says about him that he was great in the eyes of the Egyptians. They didn't look down on him as somebody, you know, as this provincial, parochial person, Torah leader who knows nothing. Not at all. The Torah says that everyone in Egypt, even the very highest, the educated, the highly intelligent, they looked at him great. He's the epitome of this. The author is saying this is a fundamental idea over here, that it's not true that a Torah leader necessarily has to be somebody who is primitive and is limited in his expertise to Mila Deshmaya, knows nothing about the world, nothing about the business world and its challenges, not so. A person who's Ma'amin Torah Shemayim has to understand that Torah can be such that it gives a person a breadth which would make him great even among those who have other forms of education. Gimel, the third point. Hashem Yeshiva, that term, Chal Rak al Mekoyim Torah Sheskim Bo BeTorah Ve'Yiras Shamayim Levad. It devolves upon a Mekoyim Torah in which the students are occupied in Torah Ve'Yiras Shamayim alone. It's just a reserved name. The author is making a very open point of view. Nothing is subtle about this. Places like Yeshiva University, Yeshiva College, Yeshiva Academy, all these things are oxymorons. It's just not correct. There's no such thing as a Yeshiva University, no such thing as Yeshiva College, Yeshiva Academy, or any other hybrid monstrosity such as that. The Yeshiva is a term that is reserved for a place where only Torah and Yiras Shamayim are dealt with. Marusa shel haTorah eina seveles sheterashiyos. The authority of the Torah does not tolerate two. It's, you can't have two kings in the same domain. Achas shel kol v'achas shel kol. Zeu b'vchinas ein oid milevadoi. It's an aspect of that pasuk, ein oid milevadoi. So whether, if people are learning whatever it is not talking about that point. But it shouldn't be called yeshiva, and the term should not be distorted as such. So the people don't start to understand that there can be yeshiva college or yeshiva university. They cannot. Dalet. Ha'echach ledorinu, k'mo lecholo, the imperative for our generation, like in every generation, she'yimatzu bo talmidei chachamim amitiyim, that there should be as many true talmidei chachamim in the generation, kefi she'te'aru be'sefer zeh, as described in the sefer, which is, the whole sefer is about the description of the life of a talmid chacham. Ve'zehu begeder pikuach nefesh l'chalei Yisrael kanal. This is pikuach nefesh l'chalei Yisrael, as we said in point Aleph. It's pikuach nefesh. If not for true talmidei chachamim, who learn Torah and preserve it and convey it in its purity, then Am Yisrael would be lost. So that's pikuach nefesh. Now, shomrei Torah ve'emuna reifim u'mehandesim, to have doctors and lawyers and engineers and accountants, shomrei Torah ve'emuna, ma'alahi shimatzu. It's positive, it's a benefit, it's a wonderful thing to have, ach ein behadram pikuach nefesh l'chal Yisrael. But if they didn't exist, it would not be pikuach nefesh. If all are doctors and non-Jews, or if all are architects, or non-Jews, it wouldn't be pikuach nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Hey, shita soy shel hagoyin atzadik Rabbi Shimshon Feil Hirsch beturaim derech eretz. That shita that he innovated at the end of the 19th century in Germany, turaim derech eretz, that was the slogan. Huvna al yedei gedolei Yisrael hashem mipim anochim. It was understood always by gedolei Yisrael from whom we live. This is a Hashem Yipim Anochim is a phrase from Maseches Ksubos. It's a phrase that comes up in Mishnayos over there all the time. Rabbi Yeshua uses it. So as far as the Gedolei Torah who have led the Torah community ever since the time of Rabbi Shimshon Rufel Hirsch, they always understood Ke Hoira As Sha'a Bilvan. It was Hoira As Sha'a. It was necessary as an immediate and emergency step given the particular specific circumstances of Germany at the time. Ulayhi besokpa gam kais, perhaps it still applies nowadays. Bim komois vechugim, in those places, in those circles, asheri techen shem chinuch torani tahoir, where it's not possible to have a pure Torah education. Bitnai shi gam sham, and even then on condition that there too, limud Torah ikar vaskalat listafel, the limud of Torah should be the ikar, and the general education should be tofel. Vav, minikudas mabata yachid. So this is juxtaposed to Aleph, right? Aleph was the perspective of Klal Yisrael. Now he says from the perspective of the individual. Gam bedoirenu, alulah haskala klalis lavi l'den ezek ruchoni. In our generation too, general education can, it's not saying it will, but it can bring spiritual harm. Milvad hasikun shebelimud shitos chumaniyos, besides the inherent danger of learning materialistic ideologies, shenitkalim bein bechol anfei hamada, which one encounters in every branch of science. It can bring a danger, as the author will now explain. So besides the actual content of it, besides, for example, studying biology with all of its attendant materialistic assumptions, there's another danger, which is as follows. Gam halimud l'shem hasagas tudas bagus geita. Even learning for the sake of a mere matriculation certificate. And yeah, that's just an example, whether it's matriculation or something else. Just the fact of learning towards a certain qualification, a formal qualification, it brings to a well-defined aspiration to the oilam, again, where the oilam is the center and not the boire. The mere fact of learning towards a formal qualification puts one in danger of being drawn towards what he says now, career, the concept of a career, the desire for recognition in society, toyar, to achieve titles, and to achieve luxuries and things. Even a person who later on, after his general education, then devotes himself to learn Torah alone, only Torah, will have to withstand many crises and difficulties if he truly wants to earn Torah's MS. Point Zain. What is the basic minimum? What is the knowledge, besides Torah knowledge, which is necessary for every Jew? As follows, Hasafa Meduber, the spoken language. So there should be instruction in English. If we happen to live in an English-speaking country, one should be a competent user of that language. Musag minifloyes aboyre hamisgalim bateva ubifat bekuf adam, some notion of the wonders of nature and particularly the wonders of the human body. It doesn't specify how much. And musag, to have some sort of conception about the wonders of nature and the wonders of the human body. Musag midivrei yamim, some notion of history. Lav davka Jewish history, could be general history as well. Some conception, some understanding. And cheshbon, mathematics. And again, without defining how much of each. But those are the basic requirements. Ches. Geoinei eretz yechidei segula. Geoinim, unique individuals, asher yadam rav lem gam b'idiyos klaliyos, that not only were great in Torah, but also had tremendous general knowledge, nimtzu tamid b'neinu. We always find among Klal Yisrael. In every generation, there have been those who were great Torah scholars that also were either had formal education or even without formal education, but they had enormous knowledge of other fields. Aval adkoy, however, we have never heard, lo yishamanu al geoinei emes, we've never heard of true geonim who were educated through general haskalah in modern generations. So you can have geonim who have, in other words, they grew up in the Torah world with the Torah education, and they also acquired other knowledge. But we have never heard of the other direction of true Torah leaders, meaning leaders for the whole generation, who started off with general education and made the transition to be Torah leaders. Germania tuchiach, Germany is the crucial case over here. Asher shitas Torah derechetz, that very approach of Torah derechetz, lo itzlicha leamid af goyin echad, even though the Talmidei Chachamim, but it never managed to produce a world-class Torah leader. Ve'im kol ha-dikduk b'mitzvois, even though the Yekes were known for dikduk b'mitzvois, that was the emphasis of the community there, of real attention to detail in mitzvois, he gave himself to shichras ha-Torah, but in terms of Torah knowledge, it was very poor. It is a situation where the Torah was almost forgotten. Ve'advarim amurim b'goyne eretz b'mavegas ha-chavetz chayim v'chazon ish zicham yegin alayhu. We talk about real Torah leaders like the chavetz chayim v'chazon ish. That's what it says, that shita never produced. It produced Talmidei Chachamim, of course, distinguished and great Talmidei Chachamim, but not leaders who led the entire Jewish people. Finally, tes. Im ya'aleh al hadas lakim moisel ishtalmus b'torah v'madag miyachad. If we contemplate an institution where a person will learn Torah and the sciences together, in order to establish this very ideal of Gedolei Torah who are experts in Shas and Poskim, and nonetheless, or at the same time, also men with tremendous breadth and knowledge of sciences and other forms of knowledge, and that is not just knowledge, but they should have Yashamayim. So if we contemplate such an institution, I'll say it's because Maran Rav Rabbanan Rav Simcha Zisrael has Saba Kaddisha Mikelm. The Saba Kaddisha Mikelm writes as follows. Eina du badora yasom al zeh. We do not have in this generation asher rabu geonim b'chol ir v'chol kfar katan, where we do have many geonim in every town, in every shtetl. We have greater scholars, but we do not have ein mish yochel enayel yeshiva kazos. We don't have somebody who could run such an institution. Rak geoin kmo haramban zal. We'd have to go as far back as the rishonim. Asher yeh geoin be'emes u'val musar gadol, who was a true geoin and a tremendous val musar v'da'as rechava. Ve'ayel chol yidrosh lifnei melech v'sarim, and he was capable, as we know, in his vikuchim, his vikuch to debate with the king and the ministers. Who yachol achason pi paritzim ba'amu leafech levavam letiv. Such a person would be able to do it. But the Saba Kaddisha Mikelm holds that since then we don't have people who can take upon themselves that task. As I said, this is the most important footnote probably in the two volumes of Aleishur. Adkan.